While Congress was in summer recess, hundreds of activists converged on the California district of Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy, hoping to change his position on immigration reform. Their demand? A House vote on a comprehensive reform package that would allow 11 million undocumented immigrants to eventually become U.S. citizens. Organizer Dolores Huerta.
Every immigrant group that has come to the United States has been able to get citizenship. From the founding fathers, who are the first immigrants that came here, to the most recent ones that are here now.
McCarthy was not present when demonstrators entered his office. But a statement on the congressman's website rules out a path to citizenship. Quote, "We should not provide any amnesty that would benefit those who defy our laws and enter the United States illegally." McCarthy's position mirrors that of most House Republicans who have not been swayed by pro-immigration reform demonstrations in congressional districts across the country. Activists need to rethink their tactics, according to Republican strategist John Feary.
The single most counterproductive thing that immigration activists can do is go into a Republican office and protest. The single most effective thing they could do is to register in a Republican primary and promise to vote against any Republican who doesn't support immigration reform.
What a bunch of baloney. Are you kidding me?
The Washington-based coordinator of the pro-reform lobbying effort, Frank Sherry.
Politics is about pressure. It's about organizing. It's about mobilizing. It's about getting your voice heard.
Sherry adds that lawmakers are feeling pressure from a broad coalition, not just street activists.
They're hearing from the immigrants who live in their community, the business people, the tech entrepreneurs, the evangelical pastors, the Catholic bishop, you know, and the union leader. That's a pretty unusual thing in American politics, so we're hopeful.
But House Speaker John Boehner has ruled out a vote on the comprehensive immigration reform bill passed by the Senate, preferring to start with law enforcement.
But it's clear that securing our borders and having the ability to enforce our immigration laws are the first big step in this process.
Poll after poll show the Republican base does not want a so-called amnesty bill to pass, and anything that's a comprehensive nature is called amnesty. So that makes it difficult for Republican leaders to get that necessary legislative fix done.
Democrats, meanwhile, will not support any bill that excludes a path to citizenship. And so the political standoff on immigration reform drags on, despite activists' efforts. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.